When I look at you, I get physically ill. To my ex-husband, I never wanted children. You raped me. You abused me. You did things to our daughter. I hate you. I hate her. Your mother knows how disgusting you are, how horrible you are, how awful you are. She is so much like you, your daughter. When I die, I will send her this letter. This letter that portrays all that I think of you. I am a victim. To my daughter, you are awful. You are horrible. You are not worth anything. Everything you do is worthless. I hate you. Your father made me pregnant. I didn't want you. I never loved you. I never cared about you. You are my mistake. Now me. Everything that this woman has stated is not factual. They are lies. From her own mouth, she has told me how my father rescued her from an abusive family situation. How he took care of her. How she cheated on him. Depending on how many pills she pops, how many drinks she's had, will determine what truth she says that she believes is truth. Her parents were awful, horrible, abusive in sexual ways and mental ways and all ways, physical as well. She is a victim. Everybody has done her wrong. Everybody owes her. When she offers to help a person, she does not do it the way we were taught. She doesn't do it with a giving heart, but for a way to hold you in her debt. She talks in ways about my loved ones that I would not wish upon my worst enemy. She had affairs when she was married to my father and bragged about it to me at a young age of 10. She'd tell me over and over again how she would pick me up and we would do things together when I was a young child. And I'd wait with my little suitcase packed, and she'd never arrive. It was my stepmother and my father who bore the tears, who tried to explain away her actions of her dismissal of me. But she is a victim. She gives a hand to those in need. Oh, I wish that you, none of you, ever have her helping hand, because then you'll be trapped in a web of deceit, betrayals. A woman who offers her hand, "Let me help you," she says. And then in the next breath, she shouts to the heavens, "I have done all this, and everybody does me wrong. I help and I help, and everybody owes me. Oh, I am so tortured. Let me have another drink. Let me pop another pill." Years pass, and she's dormant because she's like a disease. And it seems dormant, and your life is just fine. You've decided as the daughter to step back and away because you deserve better. I deserve better. Those that have been betrayed and abused by her actions and her deceit step back and continue on with their lives. And then boom! She's back. She tries to wiggle her way into your comfortable, drama-free life, sending letters. Oh, she is so known for that. Sending emails stating how horrible, awful, disgusting, disgraceful, and how much you did her wrong. How you were a horrible person. How you are worthless. How you are nothing. How you owe her. It would be no big deal. Except, you see, those she hurts are not like her. We do not get up each morning and say to ourselves, "How can I ruin my child's lives and bring their self-esteem down and crush them like bugs? How can I make sure that my friends and family owe me?" That is not the way for us. Her daughter, me. "I am so much like my father," she says, as if it was an insult. What she does not understand is even though we have never been close or spent large amounts of time together, I know that a piece of her is within me, and I pray every day that I do not become like my mother. A person who is like the snake in the Garden of Eden. Here is a fruit of knowledge. You should have this. Look what happened to them. You are so much like your father. It makes me physically ill, I say, to think of you, to look upon you. All right. I did not seek you out, woman. Why come into my life once again? Why do you bother? I disgust you. You never wanted me. You hate me. I'm just like him. I stepped away. I have my own children to raise. And by all that is holy and right, I swear upon all that I will never do to my children as you have done unto me. I pray for you. I pity you. There is something extremely wrong in your head, and I pray that it doesn't happen to me, that I become vindictive. Evil! You squirm yourself into our lives at the most inconvenient times. You send your letters of disgusting words, portraying monsters in us. But yet you, oh, you innocent soul you are, in your eyes, when I know that I am about to hear that you have approached my father or myself, a black cloud fills this house of mine, where before it was full of contentment. And I pray right then and there to cast that demon out. And I'm not even a very religious soul, to my chagrin. You are only here because your father raped me. Lady, I myself know how you gave it away to anybody and everybody through all of your marriages. You bragged about it to me, your daughter. As a matter of fact, I was a witness to one of the most disturbing things that I cannot scrape away. You say I am just like my father. I look like him. I act like him in so many ways. That is not something that discomforts me. I am honored because his father was an amazing man who raised him well. So I am a product of that as well. I watched you at a memorial service the night before have relations with my dead aunt's fiancé. And you were married. But I kept it to myself, so disgusted I could not get out of there fast enough to know that you were betraying your dead sister, dishonoring her in your actions. How many pills did you have to pop to get up in the morning and keep going? How many drinks did you have to justify your actions? You say I am just like my father, that I am all him. That, you see, is where you are wrong. I know that there is a little bit of you in me, because it takes so much power and strength and prayer to not lash out on you and to do to you as you have tried to do to my family. My children have no grandmother from you. You are bigoted. You are a sad human being. I will continue to pray and to seek solace in the fact that I know for a fact that a child is not necessarily bad because of their parents. I am not a product of you. I have my own free will, and I have learned to be the best mother, woman, human being that I possibly can be. It was your mother, my father's mother, that I thought of as mother. Those women rose me up, embraced me, and taught me the value of being kind and giving and nurturing and loving. So I thank you for being so completely inept at being my mother and staying away for long periods of time. I was able to learn from goodness and not hatefulness. My grandparents taught me to let it go and to take it up to God that keeps you safe from my wrath. If you are a child of a parent that is abusive in any way, shape, or form, know that you are not alone, and know that you do not have to turn out like that. You are who you choose to be. You are valuable. You are a gift. Do not let your parentage determine your outcome in life. Because at the end of the day, you decide who you are going to be. Honorable, kind, loving, giving, smart, understanding, perhaps forgiving. You decide who you are, not who you come from. Have a blessed day.